The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, July 14th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Joining me is the co-host and the master's degree of Waffle House, Clint Powell. Welcome, Clint.
Welcome. I'm a little disappointed, but that's okay. I had a doctorate last week, and I've been downgraded to a master's degree, but that's okay. Well, I'll take it, man.
Sometimes they retract your degrees.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's probably a good thing because you probably have not been there often enough to maintain that degree.
Oh, Waffle House I have been. I go to Waffle House twice a week.
Honestly.
Absolutely. I've been there Sunday. Today, we're recording this early. I've been there the last 2 days. Three of the last four.
What do you eat there?
All-Star.
What is that?
It is, I do 75% of it healthy, and the other 25% is dog crap.
Hash browns?
So what I do is I get three scrambled eggs, egg whites, sausage, with steamed hash browns.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No.
And then I get a waffle.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, with the syrup and the butter.
No, not butter. No, tell what it really
is. It's a melted plastic.
It's
whatever.
Thank you, margarine. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. But here's what I feel like when I'm done. When I open my mouth, when I'm finished, all that comes out is the sound of the Eagle of America. Freedom just rolls out of my mouth. I try to talk, and it's just, America. It's just freedom. That's all that happens.
Now, it's a blood sugar of 400.
It's
putting you one step 100%. From a coma.
Yes. I'm 30 minutes away from passing out at the wheel like I'm on crack.
This is what I would do.
Okay, let's see what you would do. Because I'll tell you what I used to do when I was into weightlifting all the time. Mm-hmm. It was very healthy. Very healthy. But let's hear what you would do. It was very healthy. We used to go there after we lifted at LA Fitness in Fort Oglethorpe, sir, very much.
No. Here's what Ed Jones would do. Sitting at the table with you at that same Waffle House.
What would you do?
First off, I would get whole eggs. I would not get egg whites. The yolk is where the nutrients are.
I get two whole, one egg white.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I mix it.
I would get four eggs scrambled.
Yep.
Okay. And then I would get the sausage or bacon. Not great. They're not clean by any means. Not like Nutrition World's local farmers who bring in those foods, the beef and the pork. But we have to do the best we can in the place that we are. But here's where the downfall comes in. Yeah, if I was willing to do some carbs, steamed hash browns, and actually, I don't think that's on the menu. I used to ask for steamed hash browns.
What's there? I get it all the time.
And you just pour water on it. They don't pour oil. They pour water, which
put
is
a little bucket
darn,
over it, a little metal thing over it.
It is fantastic tasting. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But if I were going to eat the waffle, one is I would bring my own butter, real butter, not margarine. And secondly, I've never eaten syrup for 40 years.
Okay, well,
I just eat butter. So thank you.
Yay, from the back of the crowd.
I am
not
criticizing.
We would go in and get two skinless grilled chicken breast.
Yeah.
We would get six scrambled eggs with the sausage and a double order of steamed hash browns after we just lifted heavy.
Now, that's pretty darn good.
It's not bad. A lot of protein. That's pretty good. And then I would kill it with ketchup, but still.
That's okay.
Yeah.
See, now I would go for that.
No,
I could go for that right this minute.
They're grilled chicken breast.
Is it?
That's really good, yeah.
They have steak there too, don't they?
Yeah, steaks are okay. The grilled chicken breast are pretty good.
Oh, man.
With those eggs. Yep.
Yum,
the sausage.
Yum.
Steamed hash browns. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. A vegan's nightmare.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
All right. Well, no,
I feel hungry and the show's over.
I'll meet you over there.
Okay. Sounds good.
You know, we have 39 staff members at Nutrition World, and we are like a small family, or actually bigger than small.
Oh, yeah.
Greg had an appendicitis attack. You know Greg.
Yeah, I was going to ask how he's doing.
He's been with me for 20 plus years, easy.
He and I give each other grief, because every time I'm in the store, I'll ask where something is because y'all move stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just say, what's up, Greg? You want to know where something is, don't you? No, but since you asked, yeah.
Good old Greg. He's one of my longest, him and Marianne, the two longest term employees I have. Just had pain for a couple weeks. He's never a complainer, and, you know, probably should have said something about it. He didn't. Had an appendicitis attack. Mm. So they still haven't operated. They're still trying to suck the poisons out of it.
No way.
Yeah.
Because that was days ago. That was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He went Sunday. He went 3 days ago, and
but
he's
is
still
he, is the prognosis okay? They're just doing their job. Okay, good.
Doing their job. And this is where I honor traditional medicine.
Yes,
so much.
Right.
These kind of acute emergencies. Right. No place on earth has.
100 years
have.
Ago, 200 years
he
ago,
would have died.
He would have been. It would have been up the creek.
Yep. I did get my hearing aids checked yesterday. I just want to let you know. I know that's exciting for you, Clint Powell, because you were worried about my hearing aids. But here's the deal. I didn't realize that they have three little holes in them. And I get it at Johnson Audiology. They are phenomenal at servicing me. So they look in my ears, make sure I not get clogged up earwax, which I didn't. But I have sprayed hairspray on my hair, and it keeps clogging up the whole microphone holes where the hearing aids listen.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
So I'm going to try not to do that. I'm just giving advice to people who
I'm telling you right now, you're saving lives out there right now, Ed
by
Jones.
by the minute
people are like, oh, thank God,
of
now
saving
my
lives.
Ear piece holes aren't clogged. Okay, it's fantastic.
But saving lives, Scott saved 6 lives last Saturday at Nutrition World. I saved 3 lives because we both gave blood at the blood assurance bus at Nutrition World. No man I've ever seen had more sweat roll off him in 2 days for anxiety than them, or bless his little heart, Scott,
who's got one of the best grips in Chattanooga.
Oh, he does. One of the strongest guys ever.
Yeah,
he's got a bicep that looks like a baseball.
Yes.
And I don't want to tell him that because I know he'll hear that and
he's listening right now.
Yeah, yes, but it does. And he doesn't barely work out. But he does eat pretty darn good. And but that boy got so anxious. And what did he do? He took AnxioCalm. That's what we sell for anxiety. It's in a little blue box.
Right.
So I'm putting a plug in for AnxioCalm.
Did it work for him?
It took about 30% down on his anxiety. About 30%. Not his Xanax. But it does help. And it's all natural.
Okay. Or just don't be a sissy Mary. But either way.
Did you hear about the headlines with the Blue Cross employee who won $687,000
back pay
because
she
refused the COVID shot and they released her?
Yeah.
They released about 70 total employees. Now they all will probably be part of a class action.
I think it'll be a class action lawsuit.
Yes.
And I think it'll be happening everywhere.
That is so wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
So wonderful.
Yeah.
They treaded on us to a level that they should have had more guts and respect and found a middle ground. A middle ground. That's all.
Well, and again, we're rehashing it. But the problem with this is a lot of folks were saying it in real time. So when people go, well, you're armchair quarterbacking it, I'm like, no. I remember in the moment, a lot of people, like half the country, was saying, hey, this thing hasn't been tested. We don't even know if it's a real vaccine. We don't even know if it's effective. And they said, nope, you got to take it or you lose your job. You got to take it or you can't eat here. You got to take it or you can't fly. And then what happened over the last 6 months to a year or after that, it comes out, well, it doesn't stop the spread. Well, it's not as effective as we thought. Well, there are some consequences. And it fit a perfect, you know, there are people that needed it.
Mm-hmm.
But my point on all that is, in real time, there were people saying, before you start making me shut my business down, lose my ability to take care of my family, or landlords not being able to get rent, whatever it is, shouldn't we know the science behind it? We were told to shut up and trust the science, and there was no science behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand they were like, well, we just didn't know. I said, right, but you defaulted to ruining lives.
Bingo.
Well, it was going to ruin it. So you picked the one that's also limiting freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really understand it. And at the time, I understand it. We, going back in that moment, it seemed like we had two decisions, both equally horrible. But
bingo.
But one decision got you ostracized and you lost your job. And that would just seemed unfair.
And now
in real time,
the Grim Reaper is coming back around, and somewhat at least the freedom factor is coming back. Facebook, I did post on Vital Health Radio 10 new studies on EMFs. What are EMFs? Electromagnetic fields. Well, of course, our cell phone is probably the most influential electromagnetic field that we are exposed to. But what does it do? Anxiety and depression really are the two biggest ones. It may explain a lot of why we have a nation that is more anxious than it's ever been in the history of mankind, along with other things. However, EMFs, things near the brain that are electrical, are affecting the one system of our brain, which is an electrical activity. What do we do about it? We have to have electricity in our life. We have to have our devices. That's how we run. But as Dr. Klinghart says, who's one of my people I really follow, a medical doc who's way up in the years, but he started speaking about EMFs 20 years ago.
Right.
He says, create a sleep sanctuary. That's the only time you're going to be able to rebalance this electrical disturbance. So what do we do about that? Well, in my life, I still have steps to take that I haven't taken, which I plan on doing soon. One is, though, the cell phone's 6 feet away. I lean it against the wall across from my bed, where I could see it if I asked Siri or it rang or something. Secondly, is I want to do this. I want to unplug my router when I go to bed. The router is a cell phone tower. If you just unplug your router and you put your cell phone away and you don't have a digital clock next to your bed, you've just reduced it by 50 to 80% right there, unless you actually live right next to some power, super power lines.
Right.
So EMFs, I do feel, is being hidden tremendously with the potential dangers of that. Just another plug. And if you want to read about those studies, Facebook on Vital Health Radio. That's where it's at. Did eat at Aunt Effie's last Sunday. Do you ever eat at Aunt Effie's in Ringgold?
I've only been there a couple of times.
Yeah, pretty good country food. Pretty good country food. That one and Countryside are my two favorites for country food. Lastly, we did have a company, wonderful company, Life Seasons, took about 7 of us out to eat at Gilman's Grill last week. And I will have to say, it was not the best experience, even though I love Gilman's Grill. Normally, I find fast service, wonderful atmosphere. It was so noisy, and yes, I have hearing aids, which complicates it, that it was just difficult for me. The noise was killing me. Do you mind noisy restaurants?
Nah, it doesn't bother me. I was at a place the other night trying to actually work on my computer, and it bothered me. It depends on what kind of noise, you know, because you're at a bar with TVs, it's kind of expected. If you go someplace and want to talk and there's kids screaming, it can be annoying. But yeah, it just depends on the noise.
Yep. Well, and, you know, hearing aids have the amazing capacity to help me hear when it's small groups, and complicates things when it's large groups. But when you turn them off, then you're totally deaf.
Right.
So you just don't win on that one. So just
no. My dad wears hearing aids.
Does he?
Oh yeah. You can see him. He gets frustrated. No, my dad stood next to tanks, and you know, his was just from the munitions going off all the time.
I think a little of mine was from the bullets. The 16 weeks of the academy, because we shot a lot on Fridays.
Yeah.
Boxes of bullets. We did have headsets.
But still. You mean how great, though, is for all the ammunition to be supplied?
Oh. Jeez.
Miss those days.
What a buffet.
Yes. Miss those days. I would never do it, but I mean, whenever I'd go with friends and I'd take my own ammo, but they would have ammo too, and I'd be like, oh, this is like Christmas. Free calories. It's like eating and not gaining weight. It's not my ammunition.
It'd be like me flying my plane and someone's paying for the gas.
That would say exactly. Yeah. What's wrong? I'm all for socialism if I get that.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Let's as long as you give me your stuff, I'm all for socialism. If I don't have to give you my stuff.
I love it. All right. It is time to take a break. I've got about a half inch of notes and pages I've accumulated over the past 10 days that I really feel is important to share to empower people listening, so you have more tools to maintain and get closer to your optimal health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my great co-host Clint Powell, and amazing sponsor and friend, and one of the most educated people I know in the field of traditional health. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Lasar.
Thank you, Ed. Clint, good to see you both.
We kind of missed, I think, last time a little bit. So we're a little bit delayed from the other episode. But I want to talk, one, before we get talking, a little bit about why do people have pain on activity, walking, and things that might need to be addressed. But before that, I know that on November 14th and 15th, you and your wife, wonderful Tracy, is going to have another peripheral artery disease conference. It'll be the seventh annual, and I have been so blessed and fortunate to be at, I think, six of those or five of those, I know for a fact, giving my little take and speech on my angle of health. So I just want to say Chattanooga is very fortunate that you both put on this to help educate and empower the people of our health field so that they know things that they're not being told in other places. So thank you for that. And for anybody listening who is in the health field, what would they need to do to find out more about this? Do you know?
Well, there's you can either go onto the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga's website, Vic's website, and or look up facesofpad.org. Seminar that Vascular Institute has put on for 7 years, Ed. Honestly, Ed, I think you've been involved with every one of them because we value your perspective in health and how to be healthy. My world is dealing with people who are very ill, either very severe artery disease, vein disease, and the complications thereof. Yours is a world of prevention. And so, you know, for any good doctor is going to try to prevent a disease from happening if they can. And so, part of why we want to put that conference on for the healthcare workers in the region is that vascular disease is very prevalent. There's a lot of people with artery disease in this area, much more in the southern states than in the northern states or the western states. An example is the amputation rates in this region are the highest of any region in the country, where 40% of all amputations that happen in the country happen in the south.
Wow.
And because of that, you know, we're trying to do things to prevent that. And so if you educate the doctors, then they can educate the patients how to be healthy and how to, you know, stay healthy. And so that's why looking at health from the beginning to the end, how to stay healthy, how to deal with health problems, and how to deal with complications of vascular disease is really why that conference is there. It's not necessarily open to the public, although you could probably attend. It is really geared towards healthcare workers, people that are physician assistant, nurse practitioner, primary care, but we have all specialties there, cardiology, vascular, neurology, so a wide breadth of doctors that are speaking on the subject of health. And it's important, Ed, you know that. We got to talk about it to change it.
Two quick things. One is the reason I think this is such a good relationship is Ed was just talking about one of his workers had to go in from some emergency medical care, and it's a perfect blend of what he believes and then what the medical system is really adapted at doing, and that is fixing you with a problem in the moment. It's, you know, vitamins aren't going to fix stuff like that. You actually need somebody like what you're doing. But I have a really question based off just being naive, sir. Every time when we talk about PAD, we talk about legs, but it does affect your groin area. It can, at least. And does it affect your arms? That sounds really weird, I guess. I just never hear us talk about it a lot. Can it also affect other areas just than our legs?
So it's a great question. And the simple answer is it affects the entire artery system. So peripheral artery disease, arteries of the body, of the arms, of the legs, of the, you know, even in the abdomen, can develop a process called atherosclerosis, and that is a buildup of fatty plaques inside the artery. It doesn't happen just because you get older. It happens because of how we live and what we eat and the diseases that we gather over a lifetime. It can build up plaques in the arteries. And so anywhere, if you have artery disease in your leg, and I've said this before to maybe once or so on the show, someone may come into my office and they're complaining of that their leg hurts when they walk. They walk for a little bit and then they have to stop and rest and then they walk again. And they have to stop because they've run out of blood flowing into their muscles when they're walking. Mm-hmm. We need 10 times more blood flow in the muscle to make the muscle function when we walk. And if you have a blockage, then you're going to run out of that oxygen and you're going to cramp when you're walking or cramp when you're moving your hand or your arm. And I've said that might be the first sign of heart disease. And people say, well, how does that work? Well, the process happens within the arteries. And so when you have a blockage in the leg artery, you can also have a blockage in the heart artery or a blockage in the neck artery or brain that can cause a stroke. So people with artery disease have problems with walking. They have problems with heart attacks and strokes. And so understanding, you know, diagnosing somebody with artery disease then lets us as doctors say, okay, this person is different than the rest. We got to make sure that their diabetes is under control, their blood pressure is perfect, they're on a, you know, a lipid lowering kind of regimen, whether by diet, nutritional supplements that can, red yeast rice can do it, or even for people who have severe disease, the real medications like Lipitor or Crestor that have been proven to add life to these people, add to longevity for these people. So, great question. It's an all-over body process. You don't want to catch this, but if you do catch it, there are things you can do to protect yourselves, and that's really part of what this is all about.
Well, see, that's where I love having you and the people that I choose to be on this show, because I say this and everybody may get tired of it. We need, as we age, to create a team of trusted players. We don't need to be, in the old days, we would say, go through the yellow pages. In every field, there are good, better, and best. Just like I remember shopping at Sears when I was in the 60s and 70s. They had many different tools there, the good one, the better, and the best. Well, if we're going to get cut on and someone's going to fix my artery, I want the best. And I want people who have a bigger view of health than just being a mechanic. That's where I love Vascular Institute.
Well, real quick, one of the things you said, though, that I think is really been, hopeful, it sheds some hope on this thing, is it's not about your age, it's about the things that we do. And to me, what that screams is, then I can control it. And really, if there are things I can control in my health, then that should be a very hopeful thing for me. It's not as sad. If I can't control something, I feel like a victim. But if I can control it, then I have some options.
And I remember very well as I grew up with my dad, it was just him and I, and he got to a point, it was probably about when I was in the 10th grade, it's probably 1972, 73, that I noticed he couldn't walk very far without slowing down. He was never a complainer. So as the years went on, it was, ouch, I can't go any further. And I, what's wrong, Dad? Well, my calves hurt. And I would touch his calves, and it felt like touching this table where Clinton and I are sitting at. It was that hard. And you know what that means. Well, it took years before he finally got a diagnosis of intermittent claudication, which is a vascular problem, correct?
That is. And that's where the muscle, when he was trying to walk, ran out of oxygen because of a blockage. And the muscle tightens up and spasms and hurts. And it tells the person, hey, stop. You can't walk anymore. If they rest for a few minutes, 5 minutes to 10 minutes, they can the blood will catch back up again. They can walk again. And so that is just a functional problem with an artery, a blocked artery, that is often fixable. So I fix that all day long. I do that, for people who can't walk far, because I need them to walk to a point where they can exercise. If they can't exercise, we are meant to be moving and walking. And there was a recent study I was looking at that said there are three essential organs you have to have long life. You have to have a strong heart. You have to have strong lungs. And you have to have strong thighs. If you have those three things, then you can have a long life, because you have to be able to move. We are creatures that have to move to be active, to be healthy. That's how the body functions and how it works. And if you sit and have artery disease, then your longevity is changed. You don't live as long. And so part of my job is diagnosing artery disease, figuring out how to get people, on the right kind of medications, or at least lifestyle changes. Because Clint, you said it right. If you want to be able to control the things you can control. And so the main drivers of artery disease are smoking. Smoking is the number one problem in this area. It's endemic. People start at 10 years of age. And I'm not kidding. That's usually about 10 to 12 when they start in this region. And if you've done that for 40 years and you're 52 years old and you've smoked for 40 years, your arteries are, add 52 plus 40, your arteries are 92 years of age.
Yeah.
And we only make it to 120 if you add it all together. Well, so it changes the length of our life. But those are things that you can control.
And, I say it often, and it is kind of almost true in the research, that sitting is a new smoking. So when you're not active, you will rust out before you wear out. And how many people,
right,
especially in this area, are not gym people, they're not action people, they're sitting people, because it is just the nature of some people in life, especially when they retire. And now, so you add something like what my dad had with a kind of mentality of, I don't want to do a whole lot, they're doomed, absolutely doomed. Well, you give them the new permission slip. If they don't choose to take it and run with that ticket, then that's their own choice. But at least I'd say 50% probably will say, wow, I get a second chance at life here based on your great surgery. And I know that everything advances. Like when I think about my industry, the nutrition industry, what we have learned in 30 years, 25 years is exponentially just staggering. But when that surgery was done for my dad, I would like to explain it to you someday. It was beyond belief. It was 8.5 hours long. He did live for about 10 years after, but never to the quality. And I just was bizarre surgery running, like it seemed like maybe 12, 15, 20 feet of tubing from the top of his body to the bottom to reroute blood flow. I just would, you know, if he was here now, I just can't imagine how much advances you guys have made in women. But so for people who feel that they're, hey, I've got these pains like Ed's dad had, what's my next step? What should they do?
Well, I think the first thing is, if you don't have a doctor, establish yourself with a primary care doctor. Bottom line, 25% to a third of adults in Hamilton County don't have a primary care doctor. Well, that's crazy, because if you have a car and you like your car, you've got to make sure you change the oil and put gas in it and rotate the tires and do the stuff to keep the car going. And you know, you need somebody to say, hey, or at least check your blood sugar and make sure it's normal, and mm-hmm. check your blood pressure and make sure it's not out of control. You know, about half of the adults with hypertension in this area are not on medications. Well, that's, you know, when you have high blood pressure, your heart has to pump against that pressure every beat, every second, every minute, every hour, and that heart will wear out, and you will not live as long. So understanding that, hey, I have blood pressure problems, I need to keep it low, and the reason is so my heart doesn't have to work as hard. You know, that's one of the things that is controllable. If you have a disease like diabetes or blood pressure, you can control that. If you are a smoker, or if you have high cholesterol, you know, working on a process to get that under control with diet and supplements, or even medications if that's what it requires. You know, those are the things that if you have control over to prevent the complications of artery disease.
Well, you've given people a game plan for sure. So they're listening. They want to contact you. You're very trustworthy. They feel that through your voice. Who would they call? How would they get in contact?
Yep. So Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. That is our company that is in town. There's five locations, all scattered around. You can pick something close to them. We are the only group in town, surgical specialty group in town, that will take a call-in that will, someone wants to do a self-referral. They want to say, hey, listen, I have that problem, I want to be checked. You can come in and be checked, and we'll tell you if you do or you don't, and if you don't, we'll figure out what's wrong, and if you do, we know what's wrong and we know how to help you.
All right, my hero, that's fantastic, and what a lovely education. And we also have Vascular Institute's information at Nutrition World, because we partner with them, have for years and years, and will continue to. Thank you, Dr. Lazar, so much for taking your time out of a super busy day helping so many people.
Clint, thank you so much. Ed, you have a great show, and we appreciate everything you guys do.
All right. See you,
thank you, sir.
In a month, my friend. All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, got about 46 different ways to empower your health, and we will probably cover about three or four. It just depends on what Clint, how he interrupts me, and how much goofballness he is coming up with.
I won't talk.
Okay. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m.
for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a great radio show about all things Chattanooga.
Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. I know you're getting in good shape. I can tell you're doing a lot of boxing. And what, you 3 days a week? What is it?
I do 3 days a week of that, 2 days a week of weightlifting. And so, I'm trying. I'm, you know.
When you compare where you were a year ago, yes, you have come a long ways. You have.
Yeah, you know, it's really weird. And I told somebody the other day, I have been in the gym since I was basically 16 or 17. And I can't remember when the gym has not been important to me. There was a stretch of life when we had three kids and the two dogs. There was about a 2 or 3 year span that I just got in bad habits. And I went from being a between 195 and 210, 215. And that's usually a good range for me. And I was up to 245, 250.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was, and just, it's, and you just, it's easy. It's easy to get there. And so when people, I don't understand how people can't empathize with folks who wake up one day and they go, well, I've gained 50 pounds. I understand. If you have a hard job and you're not making the right decisions, but, you know, and you're starting to put other people ahead of yourself all the time, not sometimes, just all the time, you can wake up one day and you can 1.5 pound every 2 weeks your way into 3 years of not really knowing. And you get on the scale or you go to the doctor and all of a sudden he's like, well, your blood pressure's up. You're 251 pounds. You're 5'10" and you're 42, dude. So what's up? Or 45. What's up? You're like, I don't know. You got to fix it.
Well, I make sure I put everybody below me and I always put myself first so I don't have any worries with weight gain. Okay.
Wow. I was trying to go with a really good feel moment, a good feel, you know, feel good moment there. And you really took it a narcissistic way. Way to go, Ed. Good job.
You know, I'm
There's
joking.
Two parachutes, and one of them's a backpack, and Ed took the parachute and left me in the plane. There you go.
Well, Dr. Peter Attia will echo just what you basically said about the how it slips up on you, the fact that a gym, it actually, again, it needs to be a team member or some organized some event where you can do it regularly. Now, he said this because I want to start kind of paraphrasing little snippets of Attia. I listen every single morning to him. He wrote the book Outlive. He's the one that really has changed, at least in the written word and spoken word, the philosophy of where we should be heading in traditional medicine. I spoke about his book at the Peripheral Artery Disease Conference last year to all of hundreds of people out there, and I actually gave free audio books to all the people who emailed me. But he said, we cannot forget other aspects of health span that goes beyond chronic disease. Now, what he's talking about is, you know, chronic disease is getting earlier and earlier in people's lives because of lifestyle. But there's a difference between chronic disease and lifespan and health span. There's health span and lifespan. Lifespan is how long we live. Health span is how many good quality years we have that we can still carry the groceries, feel good most of the time, not all the time, and function in life without too many struggles.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we're used to this concept when it comes to our retirement. How many times have you talked to a financial planner and they say, are you going to outlive your retirement? How do you plan to live once you stop making the active income you're going to make? It can be the same way with your health. If you don't have a plan around it, you can outlive your health.
That is so true.
And next thing you know, you've got a health deficit and you're having to play catch up and your hips don't work as well and you've gained the weight and you're 73 and not 53 and you got issues.
Well, and as Tia says, what we do to change that involves the role of nutrition and muscle mass and bone mass, because the two, one is called a sarcopenia, one's called osteopenia or osteoporosis. Once you start losing bone mass and muscle mass or muscle strength, it is completely correlated to shortening of your lifespan. Mm-hmm. And actually, we don't want to put this in our head, but those two things being lost due to inactivity and not enough protein, those are the two biggest factors, smoking is not as harmful and drinking is not as harmful as doing the things that cause bone mass loss and muscle mass loss. And again, going back to the protein, we need 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. I weigh 180, and so I shoot for about 180 grams. Takes two drinks a day of protein powder and eating the right foods.
Don't you think, and I could be wrong on this, so this is really a serious thing that you could correct me on, but don't you think my focus on my health, there are some basics, no matter how old I am, that I should be focusing on, right? But as I age and as I go through these different phases of life, my focus on what health means to me should change. In other words, when I talked about being strong in my 20s, I wanted to see if I could squat 600 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Being strong in my 50s, yeah, it has to do with squats, but it's for different reasons, and my definition of strong is different. And so where I'm at in life should change what I consider to be health. You know, does that make sense at all? Being as strong
totally.
As I can, well, I mean.
Thinking about, I work out with Will and Brian. Will is 32 years old. Love the guy. He's so focused. He has none of his feet in the same planted in the same place that I do for his focus of life. He is in that still modestly prime span of life, as you were and as I was, where we still have that new Ford F-150 truck. Yeah, it's got about 20,000 miles on it, but it still runs almost like a new one. Every single day he gets up and starts that body.
But there are certain basic things, again, no matter what kind of car you have, change the oil consistently, but depending on the type of car, I guess my point on it is if I'm 70, I should be focusing on the core things are going to keep me strong and healthy. Because when you're 20 and 30, and even in your mid-30s, it just things come easier. That's the time to actually bank it up and do good decisions.
But we are building disease in our 20s and 30s.
Oh, no, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
So
that's those basic things.
The basics have to, just like retirement.
Yeah, right.
I saw that, and again, I go back to some of these articles, why we need to be very skeptical of companies, corporations that deal in health. Well, asbestos and talcum powder has now led to a $700 million settlement. They've had to pay $700 million because baby powder had asbestos.
I hadn't got a dime of that. I was bathed. Uh-huh. We all were.
I know we were.
That's what I'm saying.
And
you got
here's
your money?
The thing. They knew back then it was not good for us.
Bunch of assholes. Where's my money?
Well, you didn't sign up. They sent you an envelope.
No, they didn't send me anything because I'd have signed up. I need $15 because that's how much everybody's going to get because $700
million. That's about right.
Yeah,
they know. Well, you need money because you have a bill coming up called Tattoo.
That's a little personal, but sure.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, okay. We're working on it.
We're going to talk about that once you get it. It's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be mine. I don't know if anybody else will like it. I like it.
Well, I guess
it's going to take me about 9 hours in the chair, so we'll see.
Whoa.
It'll be good.
I can do a lot of things I couldn't do. I'd have to split it into two sessions.
Hey, can I ask you a health note real quick?
Yeah.
And you don't have to spend a lot of time. Do you see in the last couple of years, and we'll just say post-pandemic, have you seen real medical professionals like doctors in the medical world start coming around more not embracing 100% of what you think. But you know what? Maybe the big pharma is not always right. Maybe there's room for a holistic approach. This should be a team effort. Have you seen more of that, or have you just seen them more locked in and like, no, we are 100% right?
I feel I'm fairly accurate from what I have observed, and what I feel totally and feel like I've seen is both. I've seen the people who were locked into the medical paradigm have become more concrete within that philosophy, and the ones who had the door cracked open have become more open-minded. Here's an example, and I'm not going to use the guy's last name because he's not fully employed with me yet, but his name is Kurt, his first name. He is a clinical pharmacist who is retiring this week, actually, and he spent 30-plus years counseling patients about pharmaceutical drugs. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable guy, and he came to me, emailed me and said, I don't know why, but I feel like I need to meet you. So a month ago we met. This guy has a passion because that door cracked open about the dangers of over-medication, the fact that lifestyle habits and nutraceuticals can change the future of our health. He is going to be at Nutrition World, most likely, yeah, advising patients. So that we have people like him who've gone completely, well, he would say bonkers compared to where he was in his training. And then we got others who still argue for every single bit. Well, it's just expensive urine. But I will say what we have now since COVID, I think that we have quadrupled the amount of healthcare professionals who have bigger open minds today. Quadrupled. Mm. It went from 5 to 10% to probably 20 to 30%.
Okay, well, that's good. I just always want to know, when we have these big moments in history, what causes those doctors or medical professionals to not crack the door a little bit? What, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, what did they see that said, oh, I am 100% correct in my philosophy?
I think part of it is the safety of your school trainings. Mm-hmm. It would be hard for someone to come tell me how to land a plane because I've had these very, very intense trainings in a group, not a group setting, but it kind of in a peer setting, mm-hmm, that is pretty darn heavy duty. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to probably have anyone tell me at this stage how to do anything different because I've been flying for 11 years and I've had 10 instructors. So I seem like I think I know what I'm doing and I'm not going to change some of that. Well, and also, when it's hard to alter your path when the path is going to cost you money.
Now, that I agree with. The other thing, and I didn't mean to hijack the show, I know you got notes. I real quick, I just also think if you, most of the doctors, this may be a bad assumption, I would say a lot of the patients doctors see are not in a place where a holistic prevention model would work, because I would think a lot of the people they're seeing are in critical ASAP mode now that they're having to try to fix because they're, sure, on the brink of being worse than they, mm-hmm, could be. They don't have a year a lot of, right, times to, right, fix it. So maybe some of it could be just on the patients as they present themselves. You have people walking in over there that have that motivation to get from the get-go.
It is true. Acute, yeah, medicine can't deal with lifestyle.
No, you
only
can't.
Chronic.
You can give
chronic,
it.
Chronic.
Right.
Chronic.
All right, back
it's
to
interesting.
You,
in the, yeah, 1800s, researchers discovered that the right brain hemisphere does control the left side of the body and vice versa. Later, researchers found that 95% of right-handed people, the left brain controls language skills. They assumed that the opposite must occur in left-handers, but it turns out that is not true. Lefties have atypical language processing. They are literally a wild card. In about 75% of the left-handed people, the left brain controls language skills. So to be precise, the vast majority of left-handers do have left-sided language processing, which is the logical side, but at a lower proportion than right-handers. That finding motivated a lot of people to screen out left-handers, an exclusion that still continues today. I didn't really realize left-handers were really excluded and didn't get jobs sometimes
because they're left-handed.
Yes, because we do know data that they are they're different in the way they think. Are you?
Well, you make me shake hands with the left hand. I mean, I've got a good grip on the left hand, but as soon as I do that, you weirdo. Shake hands with your right hand like you're supposed to.
I don't make people shake hands.
No, if I'm just saying left-handed people, when I stick my right hand out and they stick their left hand out, I'm like, no. Oh. I'm the majority. Put that bad boy out there. No, I'm just kidding. No, I didn't know that either. I had no clue.
I shake with my left hand if my cell phone's in my right
one
hand.
Yeah, I can do either one.
I'm ambidextrous.
I'll bring it. I'm amphibious. I can swim with both hands.
Oh, that's the word. Yeah, that's the Eastridge word.
Absolutely.
Hey, I talked about cicadas last time or the time before, but this now this is not going to deal with anything naughty, Clint, so quit looking any funny ways. But cricket chirps are consistent with air temperature. Get this. By counting the chirps in the span of 25 seconds of a cricket, then you divide it by 3 and then add 4, it will equal the temperature in Celsius. Now, that's pretty cool. He's taking the headset off and he has... What's wrong with this? Is cool information.
It is, and I am grateful for nerds, but for the love of all that is holy, who has sanctioned that research? Hey, I want to give money to research. What's something we could change the world with? Let's come up with some sort of correlation between cricket chirps and air temperature.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Of all the stuff we could spend our time on, the fact that that is a, and you go, that's cool. That is, oh. I guess, you know.
It's cooler to me than you, obviously.
Well, I start going, man, of all the problems we could be fixing, you know.
Okay, this one will focus on you, this fact right here. Probably will. First, I'm going to ask you, do you take short showers or long showers?
I take about a 9-minute, 10-minute shower.
That's a long shower.
Is it? Yeah, I take about a 9-minute shower, maybe.
That's maybe. Long.
Yeah.
Okay.
9 would be long for me, but I'm guessing around 9 or 10 minutes.
I would say that's longer than the average man.
Yeah,
not woman, but
yeah,
man.
I get it.
Well, the time you spend in the shower.
But real quick, I have to shave my head, though. I shave my head every day in the shower.
Okay. That shouldn't take more than 2 minutes.
Well, I've got a razor. I've got other. Yeah, but go
ahead.
You
have other body parts.
Yeah, I do.
I focus
other stuff. Yeah.
You soap is drying your.
There you go.
You know. Okay. The time you spend in the shower can determine how lonely you are. Lonely people.
I cry a lot in the shower.
Longer and hotter showers because it replaces the warmth they are lacking socially and emotionally.
I take about a 45-minute shower.
45, and it's really hot.
Right? I don't have cold water at my house. I only use hot water. That's it. That's all I do.
It's like mama holding
it's,
you.
It's not that. What? That's creepy. No, I don't need mama to hold me. What? That's weird. What? I'm an Alabama
that's
fan. Come
comforting.
On. I am an Alabama fan.
Okay, that's comforting.
Okay.
Well.
Sure.
And coming from Alabama.
Hey, by the way, I know we got to take a break in a minute.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, but go ahead.
No, I'm not going to. What do you want to say?
Well, you probably need to take a break. I'll say it when you come back.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be good.
It is time to take a break because Clint has something very important to say when we come back. So stay tuned. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2023? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired? loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive, then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutritional, back with Clint Powell, and Clint's got to update us on some sales that Nutritional World did after the show we did, not the last one, but the one before. I think it was the 20th of June, I think.
I can't remember.
You can go back to vitalhealthradio.com and do that, or you can do it on any of the podcast platforms.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting. I had to, you know, I'm always trying to help Clint with his his conditions.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we all have conditions.
Go back and listen to it. You'll know this was not my condition, but that's okay.
And so I know that he was having some, you know, private area problems, and I talked about using a specific soap in that area. Huh. So Clint wants to update the public on what happened.
Yeah.
So sales.
I get this weird text after Ed. And by the way, I think I quote my cousin Vinny, and I won't use the cuss word, but everything that guy just said is bullcrap. So I get this text from Ed a couple of days ago, and he goes, "Hey, we sold out of all of the hemorrhoid cream because we had had a segment that people thought was kind of funny. And then apparently people love to be entertained and informed, and they came in there and bought it all up."
Every single bottle of anything to do with that area of the body.
I thought that was pretty funny.
It was.
Of all the stuff they could come in and sell out of over the last 3 years. All right. Hey, I know you always do words of wisdom.
No, I don't have any tonight. Other than I gave you that vitamin D test, and I'm sure you haven't done it yet.
I haven't. No.
Okay, but head went both ways, but mainly no.
As I'm rebooting.
Okay. Are you going to, you'll be sitting around July 4th doing nothing, so maybe poke your finger and send it in?
Okay, yeah.
How about that?
I have nothing to do on July 4th, so.
I hope you do.
I really don't, but that's okay.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm good with nothing to do. That's fine. I like having those days. Get a little sun, I'll work out, I'll cut the grass. Sure.
Ooh, cut the grass. No.
I don't like cutting the grass, but all my other roommates won't do it, and I live by myself. So
I am not. I'm truly not lazy because I work all the time. Work out like
crazy,
man. I get up at 2:55 in the morning. Never stop. Learn, fly airplane, do all these things. But Sydney, one of my third longest staff members, amazing. She puts together all my vitamins every Monday. She puts together 7 packets of about 70 pills in each one. Takes her probably an hour and a half to do that, because there's a lot of bottles that go into that. So if you think I'm ever going to cut grass when I will not get my own vitamins out, you got another thing coming. Not that you thought that.
No, I wasn't thinking about another thing coming. Oh. No, sir. Not over here in my brain. You're not tricking me into thinking.
Oh, goody.
No way. I heard is that you had somebody put your pills together.
You don't?
Pardon me, would someone get my pills together? I've got paperwork to look at in the back office. Hey, but you were at 100, now you're down to 70 a day.
Only about 68 I've cut back.
You cut back 32 pills, man.
Well, I need to save a little money. I've got a lot of expenses
42
going on.
42 pills.
Yeah.
No, not 32. You're 68.
That adds up over the period of a year. No, I only need that. I do what I need to do, you know?
I know. All right.
Well,
good show today.
It was. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.